Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Hoover Stab glue layer in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle and old school drum and bass vibe. And just to be clear, this is not about making some giant lead that takes over the whole track. It's about creating a mid-range energy connector that helps the drums, bass, and atmosphere feel like one unified machine. That's the whole trick here. A good Hoover Stab in jungle is all about restraint plus movement. It sits in that identity zone in the mids, adds tension, and gives the breakbeat something to bounce against, without stepping on the sub or burying the snare. So let's get straight into it. First, create a new MIDI track. For the synth, use Waveatable if you want a flexible, modern stock sound, or analog if you want a slightly rougher, more old-school character. Either one works. Waveatable gives you more control and polish. Analog gives you a bit more raw attitude. If you're starting in Waveatable, load up two saw waves. Keep OSC1 at full level. Bring OSC2 down a little, and detune it just enough to create width and movement. Don't go crazy here. A little detune goes a long way. Set unison to somewhere around 4 to 7 voices. With Myrit spread, you want it wide, but still focused. Then bring in a low-pass filter, with a touch of resonance. If you're using analog, do the same basic idea. Two saws, slight detune, low-pass filter, and just enough resonance to give it some bite. The classic Hoover character really comes from stacked saws, detune, and that slightly snarling mid-range movement. That's the heart of it. Now shape the envelope so it behaves like a stab. Short attack, fairly short decay, low sustain, and a short release. Think percussive, not pad-like. The stab should hit hard right at the front, then tuck back quickly. That sharp transient is important, because in jungle the sound needs to act like a rhythmic accent layer. If the attack is too soft, it just disappears into the break. If your synth allows filter envelope modulation, use that too. Give the cutoff a quick opening motion at the front of the note. That gives you that classic wah-like bite, where the sound hits with attitude and then settles back down. Very old school, very effective. Now we move into the MIDI side. Program a short pattern, not a busy one. That's a very common mistake. People hear a Hoover and assume it should be constant, but in jungle the best results usually come from small, deliberate phrases. Think in terms of call and response. Let the stab answer the drums, especially the snare. Leave space for the break to breathe. Try a 1-bar or 2-bar phrase with short notes, around 1/8 or 1/16 lengths. Put one stab on beat 1, another on an offbeat, maybe one right before beat 4, or a response after a snare hit. If the break is dense, keep the stab pattern simpler than you think. The cleaner the arrangement, the heavier each hit feels. Velocity matters here too. Use it to create a little human movement. Hit the phrase start a bit harder, then soften the replies or ghost-like accents. Don't overquantize every detail. Jungle often sounds better when it has a little roughness and urgency. Slight timing looseness can make it feel more alive. Now let's glue the sound together with Ableton stock effects. Start with saturator. This is your first move for thickness and urgency. Add a few dB of drive, keep soft clip on, and level match the output. You're not trying to destroy the sound. You're trying to add harmonic density, so the Hoover reads better on smaller speakers and has more presence in the mix. If it starts getting harsh, back off the drive a little. You want dirt, not pain. Next, add auto filter. This helps keep the stab out of the bass region and gives you an easy way to animate it. Set the cutoff somewhere that makes sense for your arrangement. Lower if you want it darker, higher if you want it more forward. Add a little resonance, and if you want some movement, use a tiny amount of LFO modulation, just enough to keep it breathing. The goal is not a huge EDM sweep. It's a subtle opening and closing motion that makes the stab feel alive. Then bring in chorus ensemble for width. Use it lightly. That's important. A Hoover can get beautiful and wide very quickly, but too much chorus turns it fuzzy and weak. Keep the amount low to moderate, slow the rate down, and use just enough dry/wet to create stereo movement without washing out the core. After that, drop in utility. This is where you keep an eye on stereo width and mono compatibility. If the stab feels too huge, pull the width back a bit. Somewhere around the mid-80s to mid-90s can be a good range if things are getting too spread out. And definitely check mono from time to time. A jungle stab can be wide, but it still needs to hit with authority when collapsed down. Now clean it up with EQ8. High-pass it so it gets out of the way of the kick and sub. Depending on the sound, that could be somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. If there's boxiness or mud, gently cut around 250 to 500 Hz. If it needs more attack, you can add a little presence around 1.5 to 4 kHz. And if the resonance gets too sharp, tame the 5 to 8 kHz area a bit. The main idea is to preserve the teeth in the upper mids without letting the sound become tiring or messy. Finish the main chain with glue compressor or compressor. This is not for smashing the life out of the stab. It's just there to make it feel like one solid object. Use a moderate attack, medium or auto release, and only a few dB of gain reduction. If needed, soft clit can help keep it controlled. You want it tight, not over squashed. At this point, the stab should already feel much closer to that classic jungle roll. But we can push it further. If you want more rhythmic energy, try an arpeggiator or manually program repeated short notes. A simple 1/16th repeat with some velocity variation can turn a basic stab into something that feels much more active and ravey. Just be careful not to make it too perfect. Slight irregularity usually sounds better in this style. And if the stab feels a bit thin on its own, layer it carefully. You can add a lower octave sol layer, a very subtle noise layer, or even a low mid shadow layer. The key is not to steal space from the bass. Keep the low end out of the way. If you do add a lower layer, high pass it so it only contributes chest and attitude, not sub weight. Sometimes a subtle, second layer in the 150-400 Hz range is all you need to make the sound feel fuller. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the whole thing becomes jungle instead of just a synth patch. Your Hoover stab should interact with the break, that's the whole vibe. In the intro, you can use a filtered, narrower version with maybe a bit of delay tail. In the drop, keep the hits short and punchy so they land like punctuation. In the breakdown, you can open the filter, widen the stereo field, and let the reverb breathe a bit more. Then, when the redrop comes, tighten everything back up and make the stab more aggressive. That contrast is what gives the track energy. If everything is always wide, bright, and wet, nothing feels special. But if you build the sound over time, the listener feels the impact when the full version finally arrives. Delay and reverb should be used carefully. A little echo on selected hits can add old-school atmosphere, especially if you darken the repeats. Keep the feedback modest and the wet amount low. Reverb should usually stay short to medium. Use pre-delay so the stab stays punchy, and keep the low end of the reverb out of the mix. In the drop, too much reverb will blur the groove. In the breakdown, a bit more space is fair game. For the final glue, use sidechain compression from the kick or drum bus. Just enough ducking to create space. You don't want the stab pumping like a house lead. You want it to tuck behind the drums when needed, then snap back into place. That subtle push and pull is what makes the layer feel like part of the rhythm section. Automation is your secret weapon here. Automate the filter cutoff, chorus amount, width, reverb send, or delay feedback across phrases. Small changes can make a big difference. In jungle, those little shifts keep the arrangement moving. You're not just looping, you're telling the track to evolve. A few common mistakes to watch out for. 1. Making it too wide. A giant stereo stab can collapse badly in mono and blur your mix. Keep checking mono. 2. Letting it fight the sub. A Hoover stab does not need low-end weight. High-pass it properly. 3. Drowning it in reverb. That kills the punch and makes it stop sounding like a stab. 4. Overdoing detune. Too much detune makes it messy instead of classic. 5. Ignoring note length. Long notes can smear the groove. Keep them short unless you specifically want a more pad-like texture. And 6. Forgetting the mid-range. That's where the Hoover lives. If that zone isn't shaped well, the whole idea falls apart. If you want to take it further, here are a few pro-style variations. Try a two-stage stab. One short and dry for the main groove, and a brighter or wider version for phrase endings. Or split the sound across the stereo field, with one side darker and punchier, the other side slightly brighter and more delayed. You can also make a ghost layer by duplicating the MIDI, lowering the velocity, and processing it more aggressively underneath the main stab. That creates a spectral shadow effect that can sound really tough. Another great move is to resample the stab to audio once it's working. Then you can reverse hits, slice it, stretch it, or make fill variations. Resampling is a classic jungle workflow, because it turns one good sound into a bunch of useful arrangement tools. So here's the big takeaway. A Hoover stab blue layer in Ableton Live 12 is not about being huge for the sake of being huge. It's about mid-range attitude, rhythmic placement, and disciplined mix control. Build it from detuned saws. Shape it with short envelopes and filter movement. Glue it with saturation, eq, chorus, and compression. Keep the low end clean. Make it answer the break. And automate it so it evolves across the track. Do that well, and the stab won't just sit on top of the tune. It'll bind the drums, bass, and rave energy together in that unmistakable jungle old-school DNB way. For your practice, build a 2-bar Hoover phrase at around 170 to 174 BPM. Use Wavedable or analog, make the patch, add the effects chain, program 3 to 5 short stabs, and sidechain it lightly to the drums. Then test it against a breakbeat. Ask yourself, does it add energy? Does it leave room for the snare? And does it still work in mono? If you want to push it further, make 3 versions, one tight and dry, one wide and ravey, and one dirty and transitional. Compare them in context and see which one supports the break best. That kind of comparison teaches you a lot fast. That's the lesson. Build it, test it in context, and keep it musical. The best jungle stabs don't just sound cool on their own. They make the whole track hit harder.